Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
That's coming up really in the 5 o'clock hour as well. But I do think, listen, if you're hearing me saying that you just kind of got to ride with Deshaun, whether you're winning or not, I get that you're frustrated. I'm also frustrated. Hence me and Spencer just screaming at each other for the last 10 minutes. I think I know when they finally could bench Deshaun. And I don't know that this is that far off into the future. All right? And the simplest answer is...
Give me a game. Give me a game.
No, it's not about that. We're not playing 3rd. The schedule game. Stop. it is... You play...
December 8th.
I actually have a salient point here. I'm trying to bring down the temperature. We got a little yelly. It's okay.
The bye week. It's the bye week, isn't it?
Turn off his mic. I'm kidding. No, don't do that. I'm not going full Andy Roth. If you want to know when you can, when you play Deshaun until, it's pretty simple. Until it's just him. Until the drops cease, until the blocking gets better, until the defense gets its head out of its ass. And I know that that's not the answer you want. But when we can say consistently, Dallas, guys, Dallas was a game that I came out and said, he gave you no chance to win. Now, in that game, bad blocking, chunk plays in the defense. But Deshaun was the number one reason why you lost that game by a wide margin. That's not the kind of game I'm talking about. I'm saying when he gets time in the pocket, when we don't have obvious blatant drops of guys getting hit in the hands or in the numbers, when the defense, and I'll say this again, gets their head out of their ass, if Deshaun still looks like doo-doo then, that's the obvious point.
All right, but my counter to that is, don't you think some of these other teams that are benching the quarterbacks right now have more than one problem? Don't you think the Raiders have more than one problem on offense right now?
Yeah, do they have $230 million tied up in Gardner Minshew?
But I'm just saying, like they have more than one problem. They're benching their quarterback. Don't you think the Patriots have more problems than just Jacoby Brissett? And then the other thing, Nick, because you keep going back to this, the Kevin Stefanski part of this. You seem to think that Kevin Stefanski is a large part of the problem too. I'm not saying there's not something there, but if you're saying that until there's not any other problems, that will never happen if Kevin Stefanski is the coach of this team for the entire year. As long as he's the coach, and if things are going wrong with Deshaun, you and others will always be able to point and say, well, Kevin Stefanski still hasn't done enough for him.
That's
so that means
true.
You have to remove Kevin Stefanski
That's
from the equation,
true.
Too.
If the offense actually starts to look anything really close to what they did in Houston, and that does mean more motion, that means more of that offense and less of Stefanski's offense. When we see those things,
but
when
you,
we see,
but
wait,
you say
real quick, because you asked me something, so I want to give this. When we see that, that does absolve Kevin. Until Kevin finally goes full throttle into that, and I can look at it and go, they're doing motion, right? We've got 11 personnel out the wazoo. Here are some route concepts that are exclusively the Fairbanks offense, New England offense, a Clemson offense. When I see that, guys, I'll stand down. And here's the other thing. Because this, I'm glad you brought up the Raiders thing and the Jacoby Brissett thing. This we got to stop comparing this thing to other quarterback situations. No one else is dealing with a quarterback with a fully guaranteed contract.
I think the
coming
Jets
off,
are kind of close, though.
Real quick. Coming off, what was that, 25, 26 separate lawsuits about sexual assault, and including a fresh one earlier this season with all the different issues. Deshaun coming off the shoulder injury, with changing a new offense, with a new offensive coordinator, with all the injuries. No, this is not comparable to any situation. Even the extreme situations, Michael Vick, even the extreme situations, this is not comparable to anything. Even the Aaron Rodgers thing. It's just not. And I think we spin our wheels a little bit when we get into, well, it's not hard for Vegas to bench their quarterback. This is nothing like that.
I'm going to stand down so that the callers, we can actually get to the callers.
Look
I know
at that.
I know we've been trying to do that, so.
Let's go with, you know what? Why don't you choose? You tell me where you want to go here. This is an Alpha Branch moment.
Let's go to Frank in Grove City.
Frank in Grove City. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Pretty good.
I think we're finally standing down a little bit, so I think we're good. What you got?
Well, as a season ticket member, I drive 150 miles up to the games. Oof. And with my wife, and I've watched, you know, all the home games and away games, and, you know, I think they're playing as a team. I think this whole organization is to blame. I see both sides of what you two are saying, but I think they're playing as individuals. I think there's a few guys out there that are giving 100%. I have no faith in the offense coming from behind and scoring. The administration issues are kind of concerning to me. We don't make any adjustments during the game. I think this team shows up out on the field like, oh, we're the Browns. Our defense was number one last year. We're still going to be good. We don't have to work and communicate as a team. And the other thing I always bring up is with the Steelers, when Tomlin was coach, I don't know if we have this type of autonomy where, like, when they had Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, who were acting up and not playing, you know, up to par, it was like they didn't miss a beat when they got rid of those two guys. The vanilla press conferences we have, they're not offering us fans anything. And it sickens me because we all work, spend our hard money on a ticket. And I feel like this season's done. And I don't know what the answer is. I see both sides
so
of the.
So do I. Yeah.
Yeah. I see both sides of the point of view from you guys. The passion, the money that's wrapped up in Cleveland, you know, they paid this money and I think it's going to set us back another 2 or 3, 4 years. And I think as a fan, I would like to see a quarterback change. And I understand the other side of that view. But as a fan going up there in the offense, they can't even move on first or second down. So that's all I wanted to say.
Frank, we appreciate you. Frank had the perfect tone. It's a very soothing tone. I feel so much calmer because of Frank. Where you want to go with this one?
I want to hear next is Tommy in Macedonia.
I bet you do. We're going to go Marcus and Aurora. What you got for us, buddy?
Gentlemen, it's great to talk to you. You know, Deshaun has missed guys that are open, and when Kurt Warner and Baldinger, and I watched all that stuff, and, you know, they make good points. He has missed receivers, but he doesn't appear to be the same quarterback. But when you don't have offensive tackles in the NFL, you know what happens. You lose games. And the front office has probably got to be held culpable for that because they basically had their fingers crossed that everybody was going to be healthy and the tackles were going to show up and they were going to be okay. And, you know, the other irony in all this is they junked last year's offense. They fired the coordinator and the running backs coach, and that peeved Callahan, and he bailed out. But the last time Deshaun played in this last year's offense, which they scratched, he was 14 for 14 in the second half, and then he got injured. And for the sake of a shoulder injury, who knows how good he could be this year. A lot of it's a fluke, but that's how the NFL is. You know, it's just weird. He went 14 for 14 in the second half. They beat the Ravens. He gets hurt. They scrap the offense. I'm still scratching my head a bit, you know?
I think we all are, buddy. Thank you so much for the call there. 216-474-0092. When do you play Deshaun until? I really think, like, none of this is fun. None of this is great. I would love to just be talking about winning football. But to me, until we can all look around and go, yep, that's the only reason they're losing, or that's the only reason they're not competitive, and I don't think that's where we are. Whether we want to be or not, I don't think that's where we are. The 5 at 5 next on 92.3 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.